to study TX2. He's an upcoming artist, so you may not know him. Some of his songs include Say You're Insecure, Vampire by Rumor, Heaven Was Full, I Would Hate Me Too, Pull the Plug, Degrade Me, It All. Here's Your Love Song by Randy McNally, No Love Like Kristen Haight, Children of the Condemned, Step Over a Body, Loaded Guns, Two Pills, Trust No One, Thank You For, and 99 Proof. He is on Spotify if you want to listen to him. Here are some of his album covers. That might make it a bit easier for you to look for him if you wanted to. This is what he looks like. His real name is Evan Thomas. He lived in a small town known for music, Fort Collins. After struggling for a while as an artist, he used his experience and pain to fuel his music ambitions. He then moved to Miami, Florida, to pursue his dream of opening a hip-hop course in Miami University. He released a popular song called Pull the Plug as his fan base grew and so the X Movement became. The X Movement contains him and his fans' desire to bring punk rock music back into mainstream music, as well as creating a safe space to boost each other's self-esteem and bring awareness to mental health. He also has a political side, which is addressed in one of his songs, No Love Like Kristen Haight. The song is addressing the hypocrisy and discrimination against the power abuse and discrimination against the within some religious and political institutions. These lyrics convey a strong critique of those who claim to act in the name of Christianity, demonstrate hatred and intolerance, and overall ignorance for human lives. In the first verse, the song highlights the judgment and scapegoating of individuals within society. The line, "Put a bullet in a kid's head, think they got a sickness," criticizes the tendency to label and marginalize people based on perceived differences. The chorus, "There's No Love Like Kristen Haight," directly challenges the idea that hatred and discrimination can be justified in the name of Christianity. The reputation of the phrase, "Let's all count down till Judgment Day," implies that those who perpetrate Christian hate will eventually face the consequences of their actions. Verse 2 references the specific individuals such as Bill Lee and Gary, possibly alluding to political figures of religious leaders. The lyrics suggest that even those in positions of power and authority have their own secrets and failures. The line, "Do you think Jesus loves me?" questions the sincerity and compassion of those who claim to be guided by their faith. The Bridge of the Strong expresses frustration with the collusions between religious and political institutions. The lyrics condemn the censorship of knowledge and manipulation of public opinions. The reference to grave digging in children who can't be saved metaphorically represents the loss of innocence and the tragic consequences of oppressive ideologies. Overall, Randy McNally, No Love Like Kristen Haight, serves as a scathing critique of hypocrisy, discrimination, and abuse of power within the Christian institutions. It encourages listeners to question the actions and the intentions of those who claim to represent religious values but perpetrate hate and intolerance. The question is, do you agree with this? I feel as though it can't be denied that there are instances where people have used their status and power within religions to justify their actions. However, despite the controversy, I think it's important to be able to send a clear message to your audience, especially on a pressing issue just like this. Whether you take it to heart or not, I still think TX2 has a point and will continue to be one of my favourite artists. This is his music video, but please don't take it personally. This is just political revision only. There's also some slow words, but I think it's important to watch. It does have a strong message, which is what I like about it mostly. So thank you for watching.
Okay, did you not have a slide where you
thank you.
Okay guys, let's finish Alice's sheet and